I want to bring on our next guest. We are excited to have with us from British Military Fitness, the new app, the new application, My Fitness Instructor. We have with us David Stevens. Now, I don't think David actually was part of the British military, but he knows a lot about this product, and it's one of the UK's applications, the new iPhone applications that are out there. It's extremely popular, and it shows you basically how to work out outside, gives you great little workouts and stuff like that.
And you bring your phone anyway, everywhere.
Yeah, you bring your phone exactly. And what a great way. I think the thing turns into a treadmill, too. I think your iPhone think now turns into a treadmill.
I think he's M from the Bond movies.
Exactly. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing really good. Now, first of all, we're talking about the British Military Fitness, right? Because I've seen Braveheart, and, you know...
Were they British?
Yeah. Well, no. Sir William Wallace, I don't think, was British, but they fought the British, I think, in that big battle scene at the end there. Wasn't that what happened? But are we promoting now... Because is the British military... Are they the best of the best? Are they better than the KGB or, like, Mossad? Lee, what are some of the other ones out there?
The big military groups?
Big military.
Al-Qaeda? Like,
Al-Qaeda.
Well, how's the Al-Qaeda
app? How do they compare?
Go.
How does the British military compare to things like that?
Well, you know, I think it's pretty difficult to draw direct comparisons. I think in the intermilitary games that you have and the war games that that they're playing at the moment over in Afghanistan, the British military are...
But they're tough guys.
Forming slightly ahead of the rest of the home nations.
But the British military, they're tough. The problem with the British military is that they speak so properly, though. And so you can't, like, you know, they're not like rap gangster rappers where they scare you with the way they talk. Isn't that part of, you need that. Don't you need a little bit of that?
I don't know. Women love that accent.
I know. Women love that. They love that guy. Who's the guy that was the last James Bond? They really like that guy.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig. Yeah, you get that.
Is he in it? Is he in the app?
Is he right? Is he in the new application?
Unfortunately, not. But you never know.
Now, tell us about the app. I know that first of all, it's one of the most downloaded applications in the UK right now. Tell us a little bit about the application and what can you do with it?
Yeah, what's it like for the consumer?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know. Basically, the entire principle of what we're trying to do with the My Fitness Instructor was to actually put a personal instructor on your phone or on your iPod Touch. So, you know, as you said earlier, everybody carries their phone with them.
Right.
But most of the fitness applications out there, there's some great applications, but they're all about the planning experience and then the kind of review experience afterwards.
Right.
And there's no real applications that work with you when you want to work out. So we actually built something that was all about motivating you and working with you in real time. So someone talks to you. If you say that you want to work out for 60 minutes, you'll have somebody talking to you for 60 minutes.
Oh, wow, so, that's, you know, awesome.
Well, that's what we wanted to do, and everything's set to specific times, and it's all tiered around the fitness level that you operate. So, you know, the real difference with British Military Fitness versus some of the other items is it's not a boot camp, so no one's shouting at you.
Right.
It's not about intimidation. It's purely about encouragement. But the great thing about the British Military Fitness guys is that they, you know, they've trained all their life for this. And, you know, the two gentlemen that we've got on there as instructors at the moment, one of them spent 14 years being a commando and was actually the physical training instructor for the Royal Marines. So, you know, they're incredibly experienced at what they do, but they're also quite good fun, and, you know, they're there to work with you and help you be all you can be and, you know, really enjoy the experience. So it's actually a really good fun workout to do.
Right. So how long does it take you to program your information in to get the application up and going to get a personal workout from start to finish? How long does it take you to program in your data to get it going?
So the first time that you load the application, you can fill in a profile where you just put in your name and your age and just say yes to the disclaimer. And then every time after that, every time you start the app, you are three clicks away from having your workout set up. The way that we set the workout up is the principle is very much about turn up and turn off. So you literally, if you give us the time, we will literally train you. You don't need to worry too much about what your program should be, you know, how it fits within a plan, whether you need to bring any equipment. All you do is literally you'll say how long you want to work out for, how hard you want to work, and what kind of work you want to do. So if you wanted to do a more cardio workout or a more muscular workout, you select one of those and press start, and then everything else is taken care of for you.
Right. And also the other thing you can use with this application well is there are some biometrics that you can use, like heart rate and
keeps track of your heart rate
and fitness testing you can do with this application as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So within the application, you can actually ask it to track your heart rate, and so it will then ask you to take your heart rate with the application at the start, in the middle, and at the end of the workout, and then that gets logged, and so you see that within your profiles. There are also fitness tests within it, so you can do a cardio fitness test, an upper body fitness test, and a lower body fitness test, and that all gets tracked as well.
Now, can I tell if I'm at the gym or I'm at the, you know, I'm at outside? Does that matter?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing is that you have an area to work out in. And so, you know, it really works best if you're outside rather than at the gym. The entire principle of what we try and do at British Military Fitness is get people outdoors, get people to enjoy the outdoors and actually get away from the slightly stifling gym environment that you can be in sometimes.
Now, is there a setting that I can set it to work out with Kate Beckinsale by any chance with the military
fitness?
Not yet.
That's in the next version upgrade.
That's definitely the one I think is going to be the big seller with the gentleman, especially the fat guy.
Change the voice to the
With Kate Beckinsale's voice or picture, that would be amazing. That's one of the we're going. That's our rightly. That's
the app we're working on.
That's what we want to talk about. Now,
I sense we could have some competition, gentlemen.
Now, David, what's the fee for what's the cost for the application?
It's a $9.99 application, which, you know, is more expensive than a lot of the apps that are out there.
Right.
And, you know, one of the interesting questions we have is what's a fair price for the application? Because actually, what you get is you get a range of fitness instructors that work with you real time, and also there's a randomized function in there as well that means that every time you set a workout, even if you say you want to do 30 minutes of cardio, you'll always get a different set of exercises.
Right.
It really is a different experience every time. It's a personal trainer. And so if you look at it in personal training terms, it's incredibly cheap.
Right.
Yeah. Now, how often would you have to get kind of an upgrade of the app? Like how much time would elapse if I'm doing this, you know, 3 to 5 times a week?
Well, there's over 16 million different exercises to choose from.
Oh, so there's like a randomized thing where I would get kind of a different workout just indefinitely?
Yes, absolutely. There's over 5 million different combinations of workouts, so even if you're doing it 5 times a week, you'd have to be about 350 years old before you found something that was identical to one that you'd done before.
Wow. See,
so only $10. That's a great deal.
Yeah,
I think it's too cheap.
Yeah, it should be $100.
It should be $100.
Easy, David.
Did you test $100?
Well, you know, we want to keep developing it as well. So we have two instructors on there at the moment, but we're also putting another two instructors on that will be free upgrades.
Right.
Now, so, you know,
wow, that's even better. Man, that thing's
great. Well, one more instructor for your more advanced, more athletic types, and then also an instructor that's slightly more focused on the beginner, so people that maybe haven't done as much fitness work in the past, but, you know, want to try get outside and raise their heart level.
Now, what about a woman? Have you got a woman yet?
Yeah, we're the lady that's going to be doing the beginners is female. She's a fabulous Scottish lady. So she's got a wonderful Scottish accent.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's perfect.
Way was a brave heart. Well, feeling from her.
Well played, David. Well played.
Yeah, you see.
That's great. Now, David, do you think that, you know, the applications that are coming out, that seems like the big trend now where the computers, everything is going towards applications and more applications. Where do you see this advancing to? What are some of the things that you're thinking about in the future for doing applications?
Well, you know, applications are really they're a carrier for a service. And pretty much you can provide any service through one of these pieces of programming, which everyone knows as applications. So, you know, I think the iPad changes everything, and we're actually working on some indoor fitness workouts at the moment to be able to do with the iPad, because, again, you know, you may well buy your DVD, and it might be your fitness DVD, but you kind of get used to seeing the same video and the same workout every time. It gets a bit repetitive. So with the randomized function we've got, we can actually do lots and lots of video workouts. So, you know, I think the role of fitness within applications full stop I'd like to think that we've taken it on a level from where it was, and I think obviously people will obviously improve it from where we've taken it, and I only see a bigger and bigger role for this.
Are you doing an Android version?
Yeah, we're working on the Android version at the moment. So, you know, the challenge with Apple versus Android is that it's basically an entirely new program that you need to start all over again.
Oh.
So we're currently in programming with that at the moment.
Oh, good, because that's what Dr. Fitz, the fat guy. We're Android guys, and we got to check it out. We got to see it on the Android. We both don't have iPhones, but we definitely think that, you know, the applications for fitness are definitely, that's going
to
be the
new way to go.
This is definitely the way to go.
And especially, I think you're onto something where having it in real time, where the person can use it while they're working out, like, because now, like you said, all you can do is track things, you know.
Yeah.
Now, David, what about the sweating factor? And your iPhone and getting, you know, you're working out, but you got the iPhone there and you're sweating and, you know, how do you get around? What's going to, is there anything, any connection where, or you try to encourage not to sweat? You know, don't sweat.
How do you deal with that? That's a good question.
Well, we're definitely pro-perspiration. That's something that I think is pretty important. we are, however, you know, aware that people may over-perspire and may actually ruin their iPhone. You've just reminded me to put it into the disclaimer for the next update.
You could electrocute yourself.
Absolutely. We don't want to have people getting electric shocks as they're running around.
This workout's really intense. You may get electrocuted. I like that. That's really good.
Not for use with pacemakers. Right.
That's great. Now, any English Premier
Soccer?
Any people? EPL applications I need to be aware of that I can get better, you know, with my skills?
Well, it's interesting. The entire concept that the BMF application is built on is a pretty advanced database with a randomized function in it. So that can actually be applied in lots of different areas. So I think you'll probably see some more of those kind of
items. There you go, Doctor.
David, I like that. We're on to something here. Now, one of the things I haven't noticed yet is you haven't talked yet about developing the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy application.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you guys haven't asked, and you know, I didn't want to preempt that.
Well,
we were thinking we'll just take your existing thing, and we'll just do kind of a voiceover, like in kind of Mystery Theater 3000 version of that. You familiar with that?
That would be perfect. That could be the best 5-minute workout that we have on.
And add our little touch to it.
That's right. I think that's a winner. I think that's a real winner. I think it's the only thing you're missing. But anyway, the application is it's My Fitness Instructor, and it's for iPhone app. So you can just go to your iPod, right? You can go download it from
the App Store, right?
Right. If you go to bmffitnessapp.com, that's the place to get it. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's BMF app. So you can find it there, but then if you go onto the App Store, then you'll find it under British Military Fitness.
That sounds good.
I was just thinking, actually, guys, one of the cool things about the app is that you can actually wirelessly sync your workout. So if you both have devices, you can actually sync them via Bluetooth and do the same workout together. So you need never work out alone, guys.
Oh man!
Wow, that would be a problem for us. We don't want to be together. So.
Yeah, we exactly. But that's a great idea. That actually supports our concept of having a partner and working out with a partner. We think that's a great idea, and it's a wonderful concept, and it's a winner. You got it, David. You got a winner here. I mean, this thing is and it hasn't been out for that long, and it's one of the most downloaded applications in the UK.
Yeah, you know, we've been really lucky. We're getting a lot of good reviews. Everybody seems very into it. We're getting some great support in the US as well. So, you know, it's pretty prominent on the US store at the moment. We've just put another two updates through as well. So, you know, the product keeps growing and improving. We've got a series of updates coming out. And so, you know, we're delighted with where it started. The entire concept of the app is that we want to keep building on it and improving it. So, as you say, it's like there may be 5 million workouts, but we want to keep loading new exercises and new instructors. So, you know, we constantly keep this thing quite fresh.
Well, David, you got to do me a huge favor. And when there's another update or another a new application that you might be working on, when the soccer one comes out. Well, if this one gets more advanced, let us know. Give us a call. We'd love to have you back on and talk more about the application.
Yeah, we're big fans.
And it's give us the website again.
It's bmffitnessapp.com.
bmffitnessapp.com. That's the place to get it. And it's only $9.99. That's less than...
That's two lattes for you.
that exactly. Less, less than two lattes. Perfect. Dave, it's a pleasure been talking to you, and we look forward to having you back on the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks very much. I really enjoyed it.
All okay. right. Thank Bye. You so much. That Have is – you too. That is the BMFFitnessApp.com. The My Fitness Instructor is the from the British military. Check that out. It's a great new application for your iPhone. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out all of our past great interviews, interviews with Jackie Warner, interviews with Jillian Michaels, interviews with Denise Austin, Jack LaLanne, Rocco DeSpirito, Devin Alexander, Lee, who else have we had on the show?
What about all our friends in the magazine world? So Be Fit.
That's Men's right.
Fitness,
Roy Johnson.
Eating well.
Absolutely. Lots of cool people out there. Make sure you check out our new book that's coming out very soon. Check out our website. It's going to be called 37 Ways to Raise an Active Child. And also check out our book called You Can't Lose Weight Alone, The Partner Power Weight Loss Program.